The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So for this sitting, I'd like to explore the possibility of expanding the metta outwards, not to specific beings, but more of a sense of abiding with the feeling of metta. This practice I learned fairly recently, several months ago, from Bhikkhu Anālayo, and it is based in the Buddha's words about metta in the texts. The text says something like, "I will abide pervading one quarter with a mind imbued with kindness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will." And then pervading the second quarter, by quarter it means a direction, you know, a quarter of the space around you. And then the second quarter, the third quarter, the fourth quarter, above, below, everywhere, pervading that space with a mind filled with kindness. Now, this practice, just the sound of it initially sounds very challenging because it's very hard to get the sense of what it might mean to have a mind filled with kindness, a mind imbued with kindness. And so Bhikkhu Anālayo proposes that we just begin wherever we are with metta. And so where we'll start with this practice is just connecting with whatever quality of kindness, of friendliness comes from connecting with whatever is the most easy place for you to connect. So we'll start probably with benefactor or dear friend and see if we can get a sense of that feeling. And then we will just simply have a sense of allowing that feeling to expand as far as it wants, not trying to push it out, not trying to create it, but just kind of allowing. I sometimes think of like opening the door on the front of my heart and just seeing how far does that feeling want to go. Maybe it only wants to go 3 inches. Maybe it will go 2 feet. Maybe it will go to fill the room. And so it's kind of exploring that feeling of metta that's available, whatever feeling of metta that's available, how far will it naturally expand? And in that expanding, it's kind of like allowing it to ripple out and touch whatever is in its path. You know, if that metta expands from me to fill the room, it's like I'm allowing it to meet all of you, to let it ripple out through the field, through all of you. So it's a little bit of a visualization practice, but it's also a sense of feeling of how much it feels like that open heart can expand. And that there is a feeling to that. It can actually have a felt sense of being either very expansive or maybe contracted. So again, not needing to try to construct it, but just exploring what's possible for you in this moment. And so I'm going to guide it in this way for this period. And one of the interesting pieces about this particular practice is that after the first initial sense of connecting with the quality of metta in whatever way is most easy for you, often with a particular person or being, after that point, the metta is not directed specifically towards beings. It's more resting in the quality. There's a word, abiding in the sense of that quality of well-wishing and letting it expand. And recognizing that well-wishing it starts inside here. And so the first place it expands to is through the body, through your own being. So it's abiding in that sense of metta, allowing it to fill your being and then expand outward from there. So we'll play with this and just see how it is for you. So starting again by finding a comfortable posture and allowing there to be a relaxation. Relaxation of body. And I sometimes use these requests, may the body relax. Much as the intention towards metta, we can express an intention towards relaxation and then just see, how does that land? Not trying to do the relaxation, and seeing how the mind and body respond to that request or that wish. May the body relax. May the body relax. May the heart relax. May the heart relax. And may the mind relax. And allowing your attention to rest in the area around your heart, the heart center. And noticing what's present and available in that moment, in this moment for you. What is present for you in the area of the heart? Allowing whatever it is. And allowing yourself to incline towards the feeling, the sense of whatever sense of kindness or connection, friendliness that you can find in your heart. Perhaps by bringing to mind your easy being, or some being that makes you smile. It might even be a puppy or a squirrel that makes you smile. And that sense of the smiling heart, that is a quality of metta. Allowing that feeling to be present, even if it's flickering in and out. And however you can connect with a sense of friendliness in your heart, just a general sense of friendliness. Maybe even just friendliness towards your experience. Having the sense of allowing the gates or the doorway of the heart open towards the front. Opening the doorway of the heart towards the front. And seeing how far that sense of friendliness wants to expand. It may want to expand only a little bit, or perhaps not much at all. And again, it's all okay. Whatever's happening is fine. But just having the sense of the doorway of the heart being open in the front and seeing what happens. If there is a sense of the quality of friendliness expanding or moving outwards in front of you, allowing it to connect with whoever and whatever is in its path. The first place that it opens is to the skin and bones in your body. Allowing that sense of friendliness to ripple through your body towards the front and out into space. And not trying to push it outwards. It's more of an allowing. See how far it wants to go. And then letting go of directing towards the front for the moment. And see if you can have a sense of the doorway, the gateway of the heart to open to the right and expand outwards towards the right. Relax. Again, it's not a pushing. Just seeing how far it feels like the sense of friendliness wants to expand. And letting go of the direction towards the right. Now seeing whether there's a allowing of expanding towards the left. Opening the gate, of the heart and allowing the sense of friendliness to be set free. And maybe it doesn't want to leave the heart, and that's okay. And have the sense of the gateway being open in any case. Perhaps having a sense of allowing the quality of friendliness to permeate through the left side of your body. And then almost like evaporate in bubbles off the body. The scent or the feeling of metta. Being allowed to flow out to the left. And you may notice as we go through this that some directions feel easier than others. And that's also quite natural. Letting go of the direction to the left, and now see if there can be an opening of the doorways of the heart to the back. Allowing the metta to expand or not, but having the sense of having the doorways open, that quality is free to expand if it wishes to. Perhaps a sense of the quality of friendliness pervading through the back of your body and being released out the surface of your skin. And letting go of the attention towards directing it towards the back. And allowing the bottom of the heart, and a sense of the bottom of the heart opening. Allowing the metta to flow downward. As it wishes. Again, not trying to force it to flow, but just seeing whether it wants to flow. To flow through the body. The lower part of the body. And down into the earth. Having the sense of wishing well to the earth. Again, just as far as the metta wants to expand, or not. It's fine. And letting go of the direction downwards for now. Allowing there to be a sense of an opening at the top of the heart. Allowing the metta to rise if it wishes. Percolate through the upper part of the body. And be released into space above, as far as it wants to go. And now seeing if there can be a sense of allowing all the doors of the heart to be open at the same time. Allowing it to flow outwards, to be released free to flow outwards in all directions. All around, below and above, as it as it wishes to. With the sense of resting in the middle of this field of metta. The field may be small or medium or large. Allowing the metta to just ripple through whatever is in its path. if you get lost or lose touch with the practice. And begin again with relaxing the body, relaxing the heart, and reconnecting with whatever sense of friendliness you can find. And beginning again in a gentle way to allow it to expand as much as it wants to. In all directions, below and above. And for the last few minutes of the sitting, allowing yourself to remember that you're sitting in a room filled with people who are exploring this expanding sense of metta. That you are not only a participant creating that field, but you're also sitting in the field, receiving it as well.